Chapter 8. The Regular Expressions. The next type of coding skill that we are going to take a look at is known as a regular expression. When you work with the Python coding language, one thing that you will notice is the library that comes with it. This library is going to contain a lot of different options, including regular expressions, which can help you to handle all of your searches while making sure that the right actions happen behind the scenes as well. These expressions are important because they help the compiler help you filter out different texts or strings of texts. It is possible for you to use this in order to check and see if a text or some string of text is found in the code you are working with, and then match it back up to the regular expression as you see fit. When you are ready to write out some of your regular expressions, it is possible to stick with a syntax that is similar each time, no matter what option you are using. It even works in other languages, so even if you go from Python to another coding language, you will use the same syntax. Now, you may be reading through this and have some questions about what regular expressions really are and how you would be able to use them to get things to work out well with your codes. A good place for us to start with this is to bring out our text editor and have the program try to locate a word, one that was spelled out in different manners in the same code. We will take a look at a few ways that you can do this with regular expressions so that this makes a bit more sense as you go through. You will find that there are a lot of times when you will be able to use regular expressions when writing Python codes. This is why it is so important for us to figure out how to write them. The first step to consider when you want to work with the regular expressions is to import the expression library. This often happens when you first start up your Python program to see if it did that for you or not. You should get in the habit of doing this, though, because you will use it on a regular basis. When it is time to work on writing some statements in Python, you will often need to bring up some regular expressions. As soon as you know all that the regular expressions are able to help you to do, you will see a lot of power show up in some of the codes that you write. Let's explore a bit about how the regular expressions work, how they can be used in your codes, and how you are able to work to make them perform the way that you want in the code. Looking at the basic patterns with regular expressions. The first thing that we have to explore when we are working with regular expressions is that they are available to use in a lot of different kinds of equations and characters, rather than just one kind. This is going to make it easier for you to watch for some of the patterns that are going to show up when you need them. As you work with regular expressions, you will start to see that there are a few patterns that are pretty common and will show up often with these, and they include A, X, 9, and Gilmets. Ordinary characters just match themselves exactly. The meta characters that aren't going to match themselves simply because they have a special meaning include full stop, caret, dollar, star, question mark, braces, square parentheses, and more. The period. This is going to match any single except the new line symbol of backslash n. 3. Backslash w. This is the lowercase w that is going to match the word character. This can be a letter, a digit, or an underbar. Keep in mind that this is the mnemonic, and that it is going to match a single word character rather than the whole word. Backslash b. This is a boundary between a non-word and a word. Backslash s. This is going to match a single white space character, including the form, tab, return, new line, and even space. If you do backslash capital S, you are talking about any character that is not a white space. Caret equals start. Dollar equals end. These are going to match to the end or the start of your string. Backslash T, backslash N, or backslash R. These are going to stand for tab, new line, and return. Backslash D. This is the decimal digit for all numbers between 0 and 9. Some of the older regex utilities will not support this, so be careful when using it. Backslash. This is going to inhibit how special the character is. If you use this, if you are uncertain about whether the character has some special meaning or not, to ensure that it is treated just like another character. Of course, these are not the limits of the regular expression that you can add into your code, but they are some of the most common ones that you are going to rely on as a beginner. There are a lot of different codes where you are going to need them, and it is possible that you will want to bring in more than just one regular expression in the mix. Doing a query with your regular expressions. In addition to doing some of the work as we did above to find the basic patterns in your Python code, it is possible to bring out the regular expressions to help you do a search on any of the input strings in the code. The neat thing with this one is that there are going to be several methods that you can use for this, based on what you are looking for in the code. Every time that you are ready to do a query, you may find that you need to do something a bit different based on what you want to get out of the process. Working with regular expressions on the Python code will make sure that you are able to pick out the right queries to get things done. Let's look at three of the most common query results that you are able to use when working on a Python code. The search method. The first of the three query methods that we are going to work with is known as the search method. This is a good one to rely on because it will let you match up a text or a string of text to another one, no matter where it ends up in the code. This function isn't going to come with a lot of restrictions like you may see with the other two. It is going to work the best when you want to be able to search through the whole string of text for the answer, rather than just the end of the string. This means that the search method is going to be able to look inside a string of text and find whether something is there or not, no matter where the match is going to show up. A good example of how you can use the search method includes import re. String equals, quote, apple, comma, orange, comma, mango, comma, orange, quote. Match equals re.search, open parentheses, r, quote, orange, quote, comma, string, close parentheses. Print, open parentheses, match.group, open parentheses, 0, close parentheses, close parentheses. Take a moment to add this to your compiler and see what output you get. This code is going to give you an output of orange. With this method, you are only going to see the match one time. There could be 10 oranges in the code. The search function will just tell you if one is there, not how many of that item are in the string. Even though there are technically 2 oranges in the code above, the search open close parentheses method will just return one of them to you. Once it finds that first orange, it has done its job and will stop. Later, we will discuss another method that you can use that can help you know exactly how many of an item are in the string. The match method. There are a lot of times when you will be able to bring out the search method and make it work in your code, but there are also other types of queries that you will want to work with. And the second type of query that we are going to look at is the match method. This one is going to find the matches again, but it will only check to see if the match is found at the beginning of your string, rather than anywhere in the string. It is the best query to work with for looking for a specific pattern inside the syntax that you are searching for. You can see how the match method is going to be different by comparing it to the search method from before. You can see that there is a pattern, where the object orange is going to show up alternating with the other words there. But when you work with the match function, you would switch out the research with the rematch instead. In this case, based on how the pattern is right now, you are not going to get any results because the word orange is not the first one in the string of text. Even though you can see that orange is in the code, it is not going to be the first part of the string. And what we have written out, apple is going to be the first word in this string. The match method is just looking to see if there is a match between the first word or not, and since orange is not going to be that first word, it is not going to show up. You can always change around the order of the words that are found inside of the code. You will be able to really get it to work out the way that you want. But the match method is only going to compare the search term with the first term that is in your string of text. The find all method. And the third query option that we can work with when it comes to the regular expressions will be the find all method. With the other two methods, you will just find out whether the object you are trying to match will show up in the string, either anywhere in the string or at the beginning of the string. But the find all method is going to be a bit different. This one tells you how many times the object is going to show up inside your string of text in the first place. So, if we use the option from before, you will use the find all method and get the result of orange, orange. Since there is 2 present, this is going to give you 2 options to work with. You are going to have some options here, because there can be as many of the same object in the string as needed, or you can pick out another kind of object as well. If you added 20 oranges into this, the find all method would list out orange 20 times when you used it. Or, if you change this and try to look up apple, you would only get 1 apple back as a result here. Try out the final method and find out how it is different compared to the search and the match method that we worked with. You can just type in the code from the compiler that we had before and change out the method that you are working with. Add some things, take some things away, and then see how these 3 are going to work with each other. This is the best way to get used to working with the query options when it comes to regular expressions.